there are a lot of reasons that Benji's been out of the marketplace since 1987, many of which involved the illness and death of my wife shortly after that picture, and she died in 1997. But one of the things that has been just a very strong focus for me is that the state of family entertainment as defined by Hollywood, by the Hollywood studios, you know, I think is pretty much, if not in the pits, headed for the pits. It is that they are lowering that bar and have been for years, taking it down a little at a time, you know, with a word here and a piece of clothes here and a little innuendo here and a four-letter word and then a poop joke. And it's little by little by little, I think, you know, I've used that analogy of the colander. If you pour liquid through a colander, you know, it doesn't hold anything. But if that liquid is acid, it's ultimately going to eat the colander away. And I think that's what they're doing with the value system of our youth, is they're slowly but surely telling these kids that they can do anything, say anything they want to, anywhere, at any time, and that there is no good and bad. It's all what you want to do. In other words, be selfish. And of course, that's certainly not God's way, not Christ's way to be selfish. The idea is to think of other people. I mean, that's what life is supposed to be about, is doing for others as well as yourself, and putting other people ahead of yourself. And you know, when I was a kid, and probably when you were a kid as well, you know, you had your times. You'd go out behind the barn and giggle at dirty jokes and things like that. But you knew that's where it belonged, too, that it was behind the barn. You didn't bring that back into the house. You certainly didn't take it into church or into your school, even. And you knew there was a bar there, and that there was right and there was wrong, there was good and there was bad, and you respond that way, and that way you're really out there ready for life, and you have a value system at that time. But if you take the bar all the way down to zero and tell the kids that anything's okay as long as they want to do it, then what you wind up with basically is social anarchy. If everybody's out there doing exactly what they want to do and not thinking of anybody else. And these are kids. You know, they need to be taught. And for Hollywood to sit up there patently and over and say that, you know, they're not doing anything wrong, they are reflecting life, and, you know, it's just nonsense, because these are young minds and young emotions. And when they see something in a movie that's going all over the world, it becomes okay. And they think of it as okay. And you're bringing them up to teach them that saying or doing anything or being selfish is okay. And it's not. And so we are fighting that battle with this movie. I mean, because we had three negotiations with Hollywood studios. It took a year to go through all three of them, and every one of them ended in the same place, and that's an issue of control. They wanted to do the movie. They didn't want to do this movie. They wanted to do a Benji movie, another one that we had. This one happens to be a social issue, and they were afraid of that, because a doggy movie ought to be just a fun little old doggy movie. This is a fun movie. It's a very entertaining movie, good story, but it's also important. It's on important subjects. But they also wanted to have complete control so that they could throw in the poop jokes and the innuendos and do this other stuff, and I just couldn't do that. So we went out and raised the money ourselves for the movie. We raised the money for the distribution, and it's not nearly the kind of money that they're throwing at the kids and just bucketfuls to advertise these things that they are now calling family entertainment. So, we're out trying to make up the difference by beating the bushes and going out to the folks to whom this matters and say, hey, if it does matter, send this message to Hollywood and tell your friends about it, because we know you're going to like it, because it's getting the best response we've ever had from any movie that we've ever done across the board, adults and kids, even teenagers, which is kind of amazing for a Benji movie, huh?